WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, we're featuring a special series on American cities that gave us rock and roll. Today, our rock historian Ed Ward looks at Chicago. With its long heritage of blues, Chicago is perhaps the country's preeminent laboratory for the production of black music. From Delta blues to house, it's set the style since the 1920s.
The sound of Chicago has always been the sound of blues. Starting when the cotton economy of the Mississippi Delta changed due to the introduction of mechanical harvesters, rural blacks started migrating there, maybe because it was as far north as you could get from Mississippi and still be in the U.S. To entertain them, singers like Robert Johnson traveled to Chicago, and even before World War II, Chicago's South Side had a vibrant blues scene. All that changed after the war, in fact, was the technology. A younger generation of migrants came north and plugged in.
Well, I wish I was a catfish, swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me.
Muddy Waters was from the Delta and came to stay with relatives, assembling a cutthroat band and challenging all takers. He became a hero to the younger crowd, and many others followed him. The local economy was good, and the club scene prospered. Muddy's band reigned unchallenged and spun off players who formed their own bands, recruiting younger players as they did. Local record labels like Chess, Cobra, and VJ recorded them and set the style for blues, keeping the beacon of Chicago shining bright in the imaginations of generations of young black performers. By the mid-60s, the blues scene was still vibrant, with echoes of soul music entering into the performing styles of young blues men like Buddy Guy.
If you love me, baby, this is what you got to do. You got to let the world know that you love me too. If I'm crazy, you be crazy too. We're gonna have a crazy time just playing crazy music for you.
The older generation, who'd been passed over by the crowds, found a new audience in the white kids who'd rediscovered them through British bands like the Rolling Stones. Ironically, it was a Chicago blues label, VJ, that released the first Beatles records in the U.S. The band's success bankrupted the label, but its main rival, Chess, was doing very nicely with the new soul sounds. Among its successes was a former gospel singer, Fontella Bass, who was also involved with the city's infant avant-garde jazz scene. Chess also saw the evolution of one of the city's great vocal harmony groups, the Dells, into one of the country's most enduring soul acts. There Is was notable for its arrangement by Charles Stepney, who would be heard from again. Another Chicago label, Brunswick, helped get Motown's Berry Gordy started by recording his friend Jackie Wilson, and in the 70s they courted the remnants of the blues scene with performers like Tyrone Davis and defined another genre of soul with the Chi-Lites.
Oh, girl, I'd be in trouble if you left me now, 'cause I don't know where.
Meanwhile, Charles Stepney spent the last years of his life helping a former Chess session drummer, Maurice White, to realize his vision. Earth, Wind & Fire worked with Tom Washington after Stepney's death, keeping the Chicago sound alive until the rise of house music, which, although only popular locally, changed the face of pop music in Europe in the late 80s. The blues pioneers are long dead, but the Windy City has stayed an important wellspring of musical change right into the era of alternative rock with bands like Veruca Salt. Not many American cities with such a history can make such a claim.
Ed Ward is a writer now living in Berlin. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.